Major construction is now complete at Sydney's new 24-hour airport in Badgerys Creek, ahead of its opening in 2026. The airport is only the second to be built in Australia in the past 50 years and was first promised in 1946 and then again in 1986. Western Sydney International Airport CEO Simon Hickey says testing will now begin on the runway to ensure it's ready for passengers and cargo freight next year, with capacity designed to go from 10 million passengers a year to eventually 81 million. There are concerns that problems with the Western Sydney Airport Metro line, as well as a lack of clarity over which airlines will use the airport, could delay the set opening date. But Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's confident the project will be completed smoothly and become a major draw card for economic growth.
What we know is that the centre of population is here in Western Sydney. And what this airport will do, not just a runway and a terminal, but the Aerotropolis, which will grow around it with the Bradfield City, is to be a catalyst for economic activity and for Sydney to look out, not just in.